This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to the first edition of Issues of the Environment this year. The new year is just underway, and it's still a bit early to let those annual resolutions fall by the wayside. We thought this might be a good time to add to those personal goals with some environmental resolutions for 2018, resolutions that can benefit you, your household, and the greater community. What should those resolutions be? Well, our guest today has some suggestions. Melissa Cooper Sargent is the Green Living Resources Director for the Ann Arbor-based Ecology Center, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, Dave.
Well, let's start where we spend most of our time, at home. In roaming the various rooms and hallways, what are the easiest and most effective ways to help improve our personal spaces? What kind of resolutions would help on that front?
Well, at home, we are suggesting that folks do things like compost, whether you have a backyard bin or a worm bin, or if you're lucky enough to have curbside pickup. Composting your food scraps and yard waste is a big help to the environment. About 30% of our waste currently is going to landfills and incinerators. When you compost, there's a twofold environment for the climate in particular. It reduces the amount of methane gases released into the atmosphere. And it also is a carbon sink because you're adding organic matter to your garden after the finished compost, and that will help to capture carbon in the soil.
What about those who live in apartments?
Sure. Well, those folks can use a worm bin, which is a bin, exactly like it sounds, like a
with worms in it.
Bin, and it has specific type of worms, little red worms, and you put shredded up newspaper in there, and you just put your food scraps in there, and there's some classes, I think, locally available that can help you set up a worm bin, or you can find some information online, but it's really very easy. And then
we can keep those little buggers in there? I mean, they're contained.
They do not come out whatsoever. Right. Everything is contained. There's no worry of anybody escaping. But then what you have as the result is wonderful black gold that you can add to your garden.
And I assume that all of the standard things that we have covered in years past are included as well, looking for efficiencies in our lighting, our electricity usage, and those kinds of things.
Definitely. It's still as important as ever. We need to weatherize. So whatever that looks like in your home, whether it's putting plastic on your windows or maybe you have double-paned windows already, making sure your appliances are energy efficient when you upgrade, getting the most efficient appliances possible. Even unplugging your devices when they're not in use can really impact your energy bills and your energy usage.
And that's such an easy thing to do, but something we often just don't think about as we're walking past the toaster, you know?
Right, definitely.
Well, as we prepare to leave our houses, we talk about climate change. There is a major impact that we have on climate with the vehicles that we choose to use. What are some of the transportation issues where our personal choices can make a positive impact this year?
Right. Well, I think we've been hearing this message for quite a while, and just whenever we can, shop local so that way you can ride your bike or you can walk or you can catch a bus, carpool whenever you can. Just use alternative transportation whenever possible, because we're finding right now the transportation sector contributes over one-third of the carbon emissions into the atmosphere currently. And if you are driving your own car, there's more and more electric options out there.
And certainly worth consideration. Now, once we get our cars to work and park there, most of us have very little to do with the environmental decisions that are made around the office. But perhaps there are some suggestions or personal resolutions we can make for our desks and in the common areas that would not only help improve the office environment, but perhaps better protect public health as well.
Well, when you're in the office, I think you can think about some of the same things. Energy efficiency, take a look at how energy is being used in the office. Make sure and unplug your computer when you've gone for the day, if that's something that you can do, or turn off the power strip. If that's something that's okay within your office, you're not going to lose anything. There's other ways that you can just think about the consumption of goods. So that's something you can do at home. And then if you have any buying power within the office or any say about things that are purchased, trying to fix things or reuse things as much as possible. Using reusable things, trying to get away from all the disposable items. So that's something you can do at home and at work.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking environmental New Year's resolutions with Melissa Cooper Sargent. Melissa is the Green Living Resources Director for the Ann Arbor-based Ecology Center. And Melissa, beyond these smaller choices we make at home and work, How much difference can we as individuals make by becoming more civically involved and engaged? You know, we go back to that argument. Can one person really make a difference?
I think it's more important now than ever. There's a lot of ways that we can get involved civically. It's easy to be overwhelmed and think, oh, what can I do? Everything is so far away and so many big decisions are being made, but we can control some things in our lives and we can sign up to work against partisan gerrymandering. That's an issue that's important in this state and many other states. You can campaign for and support local and regional initiatives to expand public transit, whether you're in Ann Arbor or Detroit, or there's a lot of opportunities there.
Not everybody in our listening audience feels as you do that those are the most important issues. So what would the argument be to those who might not have the same kinds of priorities to say, listen, you can be involved and the environment is a nonpartisan issue?
So transportation is an environmental issue in that, as we spoke about, that 30% or a third of our carbon emissions are coming from transportation. So if you can get involved to support public transit, that will help lower the carbon emissions and help the climate in that way. You can also get involved. There's some great programs locally. Recycle Ann Arbor has a Waste Wizards program where they're always looking for volunteers. There's an organization in Detroit called Zero Waste Detroit.
Yeah, and that's somewhat outside of the body politic, which I think would appeal to some folks as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Once again, you're listening to 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Melissa Cooper-Sargent on this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. She's the Green Living Resources Director at the Ecology Center. And while the new year is still young, we're talking about some of the personal resolutions we can make to improve the overall health of our environment. I think it's important that as part of the mission to make sure education is a component of how we move forward when addressing the environment, both at home and in our schools. So when the Ecology Center is interacting with educational institutions and talking with children and young people, do you find them more environmentally astute than previous generations?
Oh, yes. The kids are tuned in a lot more, and they go home and educate their parents. So it's interesting that way. But I think more and more kids are just automatically tuned into those issues.
What are some of the educational opportunities for kids outside of the homes and schools to learn more about the world we live in and how we impact it? Because as they bring that information and those experiences back to our homes, then as you mentioned, we all benefit.
Well, we have some great programs where we're doing recycling education in Ann Arbor and also Dearborn. And then we also have some programs where we're talking about the chemistry of cosmetics. So kids are learning about what goes into some of the consumer products that are out there in the stores and then how they can make their own product that's safer or that might have ingredients that they know, that they recognize.
Sounds like fun, too.
Yes. Yes, the kids have a lot of fun.
Well, I know that the Ecology Center has put together its own list of resolutions for 2018. Where can people access that?
The Ecology Center's website is ecocenter.org, and right on the front page we have our resolutions article if folks want to learn more. And we are doing a lot on toxics as well, and so we would really love for people to come and see, get a little sneak peek of some of the issues that we've been working on. We've been testing products such as food cans and car seats and store receipts and even some of the favorite kids' lunch items. So there's some things that we've been working on in 2017 and then we will continue to work on and add new campaigns in 2018.
Once again, that is ecocenter.org, and of course we will link to that on our website at wemu.org, and we only got to touch on a few of the subjects that we could obviously address, but I do thank you for your time, for the information, and we'll make sure that everybody gets a look at all the information you have to offer.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
That is Melissa Cooper-Sargent on this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. She is the Green Living Resources Director for the Ecology Center. And while the new year is still young, we're talking about some of the personal resolutions we can make to improve the overall health of our environment. So go check out the list. Again, it's ecocenter.org or through our website at wemu.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.